Welcome to Desperate Parents of Hollywood with Greg and Stephanie Blum.
Why are we calling it that, though?
Because we hate living in Hollywood.
Then why are we here?
I don't know. Now, with me today is Antibert.
Yay.
And Stephanie?
Hello.
Oh, she's there. Stephanie is actually on the phone today, and I'm
you know on what? Location.
What?
I'm on location.
Are you in a fire?
I'm in fire.
Oh boy. Welcome, dear friend and listener. We appreciate you being here. Now, Stephanie, why don't you explain to our listeners why you aren't here today?
I am on location.
Bullshit.
At Dr. Shapiro's office.
Where?
At Dr. Shapiro's office for a physical for our two-year-old, Maya, who needs her checkup. And here I am on location in Chino.
And that's more important to you than doing the show.
It's a tie.
It's a tie. So why did you choose being there?
Because I needed to get out.
What, you needed to get away from me?
No.
Listen.
It's so refreshing and relaxing being with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen. I'll take that as a compliment.
I had lunch at Baja Fresh. It was delicious.
Oh boy, I don't need a food review. Listen, how long are you going to be on the line so I know what I'm supposed to do here? Am I doing stuff with you? Are you going to be on for a while?
I will be on until about 1:25.
Okay, good. So we can tackle some issues. I wasn't planning this.
There might be screaming and crying, and then I'll have to go.
And will that be you?
Yes, it will be me. I'm jumping in the fountain.
Okay, so then
in front of the lovely Boulevard PDX.
Okay, you know what we're going to do then? We're going to do what we didn't get to yesterday. It's a very special segment where the listeners get to write in via email or via the chat room or call in and ask you questions. And
okay.
So, and what that segment is called is Just Ask Stephanie.
Got a question about parenting, marriage, love, or sex? Well, just ask Stephanie.
Ooh. Jeff Bridges.
No. No, different segment, Antibert. It's not Guess the Celebrity. That one sounds like this.
Why, that's right. It's time for America's favorite new game. Guess the celebrity voiceover.
Okay.
Listen, I gotta tell you something, Greg.
Yeah.
When you play those things, whatever it is that you're playing, it sounds so muffled and almost impossible to hear. Now, is that just because I'm on a cell phone, or is that what it sounds like?
Can you criticize me in private?
No,
Tom Bergeron.
Shut up!
Wait, what does this sound like?
Shut up!
Was that
Fred Flintstone?
Was that clear?
Yeah.
It's not clear, but I heard it.
Is this clear?
Shut up.
Yeah, that's better.
Shut up.
Okay, good. So
it
now
very muffled.
Okay.
Muffled. Is
Listen.
That your equipment?
Stephanie Blum.
Your equipment doesn't work well.
Wait, can I just say one thing really quick?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, Daddy.
Hold on.
Hi, Daddy.
Okay, this is so cute. I'm going to throw up.
Say hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
That's your daughter.
Hi, Mimi.
She speaks better than that.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
I'm right.
Yes, Antibert, please go right
it's
ahead.
It's good to see the kids turned out just great. I'm very, very surprised, pleasantly surprised that you're doing a show today.
I think maybe that's why Mr. Maui isn't with us today. He's protesting.
I think he actually is.
I'm very busy protesting.
Oh, Mr. Maui!
Mr. Maui!
Holy
Aloha,
moly!
Aloha, kids!
I wasn't prepared.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Stephanie.
Say hi, Mr. Howdy. Say hi.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, babe. Hi,
Maya said hi to Mr. Howdy.
Cute kid. One cute kid.
Okay, boy, now I don't really know where to go with this. Are we playing Just Ask Stephanie? All right.
Maya's waving to men.
Stephanie.
She's waving to this, like, random man, Miss G.
Stephanie, are you with us?
I might get lucky. Yes,
Are you with us now, or?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I got a question for Stephanie.
Okay, go ahead.
Why is she at Dr. Shapiro's office in Encino? Now, listen, I don't know anything about California. I've never been there, but I have watched Karate Kid, and they make it seem that Encino is the bad part of town.
No.
No. No, they don't.
No.
Encino's great.
No, Encino is where the girlfriend lives.
Encino is the Beverly Hill of the Hills of the San Fernando Valley.
And that's the good part of
town. And the country club that they belong to in that movie, they actually call the Encino Country Club, which does not exist in reality.
Right. Nor, neither does Encino High School.
Correct.
And I think that's in the movie as well.
That was shot in that high school was in Woodland Hills. There's a whole website devoted to the locations where the Karate Kid was shot. It's very interesting. Anyway, so that's the first
question. Pat Morita was not actually Asian.
That was CGI, wasn't it?
That's early CGI.
Okay, this has nothing to do with Just Ask Stephanie.
We just asked Stephanie.
Stephanie is a registered, licensed school psychologist.
Nurse.
What?
I'm a registered nurse.
Can I be your doctor?
Yes.
You must not say doctor today.
Okay. Mr. Maui's not feeling well, but so thank you for being here, Mr. Maui.
My pleasure. I couldn't miss another live broadcast.
I'm very happy that you're here. Now,
see what a difference live makes?
What do you mean?
If this was pre-recorded, I wouldn't have shown up. What would have been the point?
And if you would have, we wouldn't have heard you because it would have been recorded already.
Exactly. So, ipso facto, you see what I'm talking about.
All right. Registered school psychologist Stephanie Blum and a professional stand-up comedian will now take your phone calls and letters. You can call, what's the number?
661-349-8255.
Thank you. That's 661-349-TALK. And after we get off the phone with Stephanie, Mr. Maui and Antubert are going to have a Steve Jobs debate that I will moderate myself personally. Okay? Thank you. Now, also, if you want to ask Stephanie a question, you can write it in this chat room at talkradiox.com/chat. Okay? Question number one. Lately, my 3-year-old always wants to hang out with his dad. What's going on?
Let him.
What do you mean, let him?
Well, who cares? As long as the kid leaves you alone, why do you have to make a problem?
So that's the advice you give?
Where's the problem? I don't see the problem, though. So he wants to hang out with the father? What's wrong with that?
I like your answer. I appreciate your answer. It's not the answer that the experts would give. From Parents Magazine.
I need more information. I need to know if it's a boy or girl. I need to know if the child will not leave the father ever.
When somebody asks a question via email, you cannot question them any further, okay? So make something up.
I have a serious question for Stephanie.
Yes.
As you know, that my wife is expecting.
Yes, mazel tov.
Thank you. Am I crazy, or is it possible to spoil a child in utero?
Not possible.
It's not possible.
No.
Are you giving it gifts already in utero?
No. Well, what happens is, I got into a habit of, I sing the kiddie karaoke every night onto the belly.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're laying in bed and I don't get around to it yet, the baby starts kicking my wife from the inside.
Yeah, she's spoiled.
Oh, no, it's not spoiled. It's just familiarity. It's just a routine. They're used to it. It's not a spoil. It's just kids like routine. And so they're used to it at that time.
I have a theory, Antebert. What if your partially Asian baby already knows martial arts?
She is. She's doing the karate chops in there.
That's what I'm saying.
But and also the good thing about that is that you can tell that that its hearing works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Supposedly,
hit it back.
It gets to know daddy's voice.
Yeah,
that's one of the things you're supposed to do.
You need to stop.
Kick her at the belly.
Yeah, stop. You need to actually stop punching your wife at this point in the pregnancy.
Yeah. How many months is it?
They don't go by months. They go by, it's 23 weeks.
23 weeks, 4, 8, 12, 16. Okay, so yeah, it's time to stop beating her.
It's also time to stop poking that poor baby with that big blunt object.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Antubert said that she put up a do not enter sign there a while back. Is that what it was?
Well, yeah, she did. She said the first 3 months I couldn't do anything because she said it would, the baby's hanging on for dear life and it would dislodge the baby.
Is that true?
That's a good one. No.
It's not.
No, I think she just wanted to not have anything to do with me for 3 months.
Actually, that was a good excuse. Well, yeah.
Now you're in the second 3 months, though. So
right. So I'm getting it in when I can, but it's like, you sure we want our little baby to see that thing already? You know.
Believe me, the last 3 months, it's going to be a whole different story.
Why?
You're not going to want to be there.
Really?
Listen,
I think it's a 50-50 thing. I think some men dig it, some men don't. Greg, did you dig it?
I don't think we ever did that, did we, Steph?
I don't remember.
You're going to pass
on that?
I know
this is a daytime afternoon show, but can I get graphic?
Go for it.
How graphic?
I won't. No, I won't.
Go ahead.
FCC's not going to stop us.
Well, my wife says now that I could do it, but I can't do it from behind.
All right, I gotta go to my doctor's appointment.
See?
Wait, I thought you didn't like doing it that way.
That's not why. The baby.
Yeah, right.
I have to change her. Did you make poopy? Yeah, she made a poopy. Listen, say, I made a poopy.
Glamorous.
Don't step on my daughter, Mr. Maui.
I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, she's a star. I gotta go. Nice chatting with you. Enjoy the show. Love you. Miss you. Want you. Bye.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Stephanie, to your own show.
Greg and Stephanie's life is meaningless.
I want to just thank everyone for listening to our show. And to please keep in touch with us so that we know that you're out there. This is not Nielsen. We can't figure out who's listening to us and who's not.
And we want to know what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of.
I don't know if that's true.
I would like to know.
I don't think people want to write that. I mean, people don't write now, so maybe they don't want to write.
Okay. But just want to listen.
I just want them.
We need to compel them to write.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Why are you yelling at me, though? I'll write to you. Dear Greg, I love your nose. You're a very beautiful man.
I already know you're not Stephanie. Listening to me.
You're listening to us. Tell us you want us, you need us in your life. To make it more fulfilling and warm and fuzzy.
We'll stay together if we know that you're out there. Well, you could be like our children, our adoptive children, and we'll stay together because of you.
Yes, and you'll save us some divorce costs.
Any money that we can save in divorce costs, we will pass along to our audience in the form of...
Love.
Love and...
Attentiveness.
And a lifetime supply of turtle wax.
And love.
And love. All right, so... Write to Stephanie at Stephanie.
You don't even know my email.
I know it. And don't ask, is it spelled with a P-H or an F? It's spelled with a P-H like the normal way.
Yeah, not with an F or a Y or an I. My mother was a fancy pants. She's just a normal Jewish mother trying to get by in Brooklyn.
Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. And it's Greg, G-R-E-G. Stephanie at StephanieandGregShow.com. Or on Facebook, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Or on our website, StephanieandGregShow.com, or on iTunes, The Stephanie and Greg Show. Please.
Please help us.
We're everywhere just for you.
Yeah, that would make us feel so good.
I don't have
he
anybody.
He needs this.
I need it so
he
badly.
He has nothing else.
Please just let us
Please
know.
Please help him.
I don't know that anybody's
he has no
listening.
Friends.
Like, why am I doing this if nobody's listening
he has
to the
no
damn
friends.
Show?